Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth, not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and what that means in our lives. What did Jesus buy for us? Did He just buy a ticket to heaven? No. What does the resurrection mean? The Bible says He was raised for our justification. What does justification do for us? Let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to start reading in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now, we've talked this week about the ministry of reconciliation. We've talked a little bit about verse 17 and verse 21. I want to repeat those. Verse 17 says, if any man is in Christ, if you're a Christian, you're in Christ. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're in some church, you're in some denomination. That's good to go to church, but it means you're in Christ. You were baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you haven't been baptized by Christ into the Holy Spirit, you need to have that too, that experience. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. If you're in Christ, you are not, as the cute little unbiblical saying says, a sinner saved by grace. You are a new creation. That is a slap in the face of God, and it is exactly what the devil wants you to believe, that you're a sinner saved by grace, because dogs bark, cows moo, birds chirp, fish swim, and sinners sin. And if you're just a sinner saved by grace, then you're going to live in sin. But the Bible says you can live free from sin. In fact, it says you are free from sin. And we're going to look at that in a moment. Verse 21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us. God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, that we might become or might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm telling you, folks, the righteousness of God is not a sinner. It says all things are become new. You do not have a sin nature. All things are become new. God gave you a new nature. You're a new creation. Now, you can go out and sin, yes, but it's not your nature to sin. Sin lives in the flesh, and it's not your nature. Your flesh is not you. You are a spirit. You live in a body, and you have a soul. I said yesterday that I heard a woman in line in front of me at the Sam's Club say to someone, I don't know who, or to herself, she said, no wonder we can't live free from sin. Well, I didn't look. It might have been the devil, because that's what the devil says. That's what the devil wants us to believe. That's what the church has believed, because the devil's come as an angel of light, pretending to be righteous, pretending to have the word of God. But the word of God does not say we cannot live free from sin. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, we're going to read the first 16 verses, then we're going to come back and zero in on verse 11. Romans chapter 6, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. Certainly not what? Certainly not continue in sin. You mean we don't have to continue in sin? That's what the Bible says. Yeah, but that's not what I've heard. I don't care what you've heard. I care what the Bible says. Well, here's what I think. I don't care what you think, and you shouldn't care what I think. You should only care what the Bible says. Well, so-and-so said, I don't care what so-and-so said, and you better quit caring what so-and-so said and read the Bible and believe the Bible. Paul said, certainly not. Don't continue in sin. Then he said, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Paul said, how can you continue to sin? You're dead to sin. You're dead to sin. You're dead to sin. He said, how shall he who died to sin live any longer in it? But we've been told, well, we are just sinners saved by grace. We sin every day. You don't have to sin every day. God says you're dead to sin. Let's read on. Verse 3. Or do you not know? See, the church doesn't seem to know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. What newness of life is this? Christ's life in us. We are a new creation. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ didn't sin. We're in him. He's in us. We have his life, and we should walk in it. The Bible says we're to be conformed to the image of Christ. You are not a sinner, therefore you don't have to sin. You're not a dog, you don't bark. You're not a cow, you don't moo. You're not a bird, you don't chirp. And if you're in Christ, you're not a sinner. Verse 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. When? Right now. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Your old man, your old nature was crucified. You don't have two natures. As long as you believe that you have two natures, then you're going to act like you have two natures, because the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth that you don't know can't help you. It's when you know the truth that the truth will make you free. The church is full of people who don't know the truth, and they're not free. They're free from spiritual death, but they don't know that they're also free from sin. Your old man was crucified. Don't believe that he's alive. Don't believe that you have two natures. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you have two natures. It says you're a new creation. That's a slap in God's face to believe that you're a sinner, because you're the righteousness of God. You're the Son of God. You're raised from the dead. He didn't give you a sin nature. He gave you his nature. Verse 8, Romans 6:8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. For the life that he lives to God. Likewise, that means in the same way, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now we're going to come back to that verse. Let me read on. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Where is sin? It's in your mortal body. It's not in your spirit. It's not in your heart. It's in your flesh, your mortal body. Do not let sin reign. Who shall not let sin reign? You, the real you, the hidden man of the heart. You have the ability through God, through Christ who lives in you, to reign over sin. It says, do not let it reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it. You do not have to obey sin. When sin comes knocking at your door, you say, sin, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. Don't watch crap on television. Don't watch junk on the internet. Don't go to Prairie Meadows. Don't drink. Don't act like a fool. Don't present yourself to sin and Satan to be their servant. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. What are you going to do? Present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Does sin have dominion over you? Only if you've allowed it. Only if you don't know that you don't have to allow it. If you've believed that you have to sin, if you believe you're a sinner, then sin has dominion over you because you've believed a lie. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but you're under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Paul seems to be saying there, you don't have to sin, so don't sin. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? Paul says you've got a choice, obey God or obey sin. Obey God or obey the devil. Obey God or obey your flesh. Now I want to read that Romans chapter 6 verse 11 to you from several translations because it is so powerful. The New International Version says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin. Count yourselves dead to sin. The Revised Standard says, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God. Remember, you can't just consider yourself dead to sin. You've got to be alive to God. The New Jerusalem says, in the same way, you must see yourselves as being dead to sin. See, as a man sees himself, so is he. Romans 6:11 from the New American, consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sins. Weymouth says, in the same way, you also must regard yourselves as dead in relation to sin. The International Standard Version says, in the same way, you too must continually consider yourself dead as far as sin is concerned. The Williams Translation, so you too must consider yourselves as having ended your relation to sin, but living in unbroken relation to God. Now, I know people are going to say, or if you're going to say this to somebody, they're going to say, yeah, but Paul said he couldn't do it. Romans chapter 7, Paul said he couldn't do it. Well, Paul was not a hypocrite. First of all, two things. One, you don't base your life on what somebody else does. You base your life on the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. It doesn't matter what somebody else did or did not do. It matters what God said. Secondly, in Romans chapter 7, Paul was not talking about Paul the Christian. He was talking about Paul the Jew under the law before he was born again and was freed from sin. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Do not become entangled again in sin. Reckon yourselves dead to sin, but alive unto God. If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word. Put on